Yeah, I think those are the words probably that describe how they got over the line. Probably things going against them when they went 2 points down in the second half, and then were down to 14 men after young Owen McGettigan was red carded, and probably that was the defining moment of the game. They rolled up their sleeves after that, and you know, they had a fantastic performance from the captain, Leo McLoone. Like, it's unbelievable after watching the game again late last night when I got home. His display overall, you wouldn't have seen what all the great work he did during the match, but the way he lifted his side and led his side for the last 20 minutes, probably deserved the victory for the Glenties men in the end.
And Owen Wade was another player that was very close to man of the match, and he was one of their link men yesterday too.
Yeah, but over the field they had a number of very, very good performances. A young Kieran Thompson in the middle of the field, and Ethan O'Donnell came on and was involved in two of the last 3 points. Very, very influential. But, you know, McLoone's leadership, I think, was the defining factor of the game. And even with the last kick out, when St. Eunice needed to win the ball to set up maybe an attack that would have got them an equaliser, and Rory Kavanagh seemed to have actually fielded the ball, but McLoone somehow got a hand in and got the ball away, and they were able to hold on to possession, and the game was over. So overall, you know, you'd probably say they just about deserved it, even though St. Eunan's had chances. John Harn almost was in for a goal, and then Conal Dunn had that late effort that on another day he might have put over, but he just didn't get all of it, and it skewed probably badly wide and looked a bad wide in the end. But you know, it wasn't. He almost got it, and you know, there wouldn't be big arguments. But I suppose the fact that Niamh Connell were denied a goal that Leo McLoone probably, the referee probably should have given them the advantage. That moment probably would have come into focus heavily if they had lost the game by a point. So maybe in the end there was a little bit of justice for Niamh Connell in the fact that that decision probably went against them, and they were the better team in the last 20 minutes, probably had more hunger and just about edged it.
Was it a below par St. Eunan's we seen yesterday?
Well, based on what we had seen in the semi-final and the quarter-final, they didn't get up to those standards, and probably in the end that's what cost them. They didn't have the same. I know young Rory Carr did very, very well in winning ball at full forward, but he didn't seem to have the support that he would normally have. And Conal Dunn foraged very, very deep in the second half. Kevin Rafferty was very, very much to the fore in the first half. But over the field, they didn't have the same hunger. They didn't have the same drive that they have for the other games, and they weren't able to close it out. And it was the greater hunger of the Niamh Connell men, I think, that made the difference in the end.
They now have to look forward to a Ulster Championship campaign. This is a huge boost for the Niamh Connell boys to take a title back into the provincial campaign. They did get to a final in Ulster before in 2010. Is the class and the quality now within this Glenties team, do you feel, Peter, that can go on and take another piece of silverware?
Well, I think by all accounts, I think anybody looking at the game yesterday would feel that they would have to improve maybe considerably if they were going to maybe get back to the levels they were in 2010. I know a lot of their efforts actually were put in to maybe getting back to and winning a county title, and that is not easy in Donegal. You're not like the Cross McGlenns of this world where you can have an easy run to a county title. And that is, the fact that no Donegal team are retaining the title, it goes against them when they get to Ulster. And they'll be up against a Trillick team that will be pretty new to the Ulster club as well, but it will be a difficult task. I'd say there'll be a little bit of celebrating done in Glenties, because this was a big one for them after losing in 2012. But they showed in 2010, that they weren't that far away in Ulster, and, Brenton McDyer probably will have a couple of more weeks training under his belt. They have plenty of talent, maybe not as much around the middle of the field that they might need, but you would expect that they will give it a lash, and hopefully for the sake of Donegal football, they will.